along the Cotswold Canals. Welcome to Ryford Wharf, one of the places on the Canals Trail. This is one of a series of recordings made by local people, which you can listen to at different places along the Cotswold Canals.
Ryford Wharf was one of the many coal wharves along the canal. Moving coal was of the utmost importance in the 18th century, and the reason why this canal was built, as Bruce Hall explains.
The Stroudport navigation was opened in 1779, and for one purpose, and that purpose was to bring coal to the mills. Industrial Revolution, the changeover from water power to steam power, and the commodity needed was coal. Flourishing coal trade on the River Severn, coming down from the Shropshire coal fields, coming across from the South Wales coal fields, but how did you actually get that coal up to the valleys of Stroud?
When the canal was built, they created coal wharfs along its length, like this one at Ryford. If you look just down from the bridge, on the left of the path, you will see a walled area. This was a place where coal was stored, and the canal company insisted that a solid stone wall was built to keep the coal from blocking the towpath. Transporting coal is thirsty work, and if you look across the canal, the Cotswold Stone House you can see opposite used to be a pub called The Anchor. This pub was owned by the Brunston family, and apparently was one of the only pubs on the canal that had a licence to serve beer breakfasts.
Simon Casey grew up in Stroud, and here tells us about his first memory of the canal.
I played club football up here, and my first memory is actually going over Ryford Bridge and the humpback bridge that I'm sure everybody is aware of, and my dad driving a Renault Espace over the top of that bridge. The Renault Espace took off, and I don't know if you remember 1980s cars, but they were not particularly good, and we bottomed out, and my father actually ended up just at the bottom where there is now the link road round Stroud, with the car having bottomed out. We did get to Leonard Stanley to play football, but not in a very good state.
Ryford has seen a lot of changes during the restoration of the canal and has a few challenges for the team. Here, John Pontefract, a volunteer manager, explains why.
There's one area where we've got some difficulty at the moment because the river and the canal run parallel, less than 10 feet apart. And the river is nibbling away at the edge of the sort of causeway that's between the canal and the river. They're at similar levels. And we're not sure at this stage how we can lay the path without that being eroded as well at the edges.
Thank you for listening. Other recordings are available along the towpath or can be downloaded on our website at www.alongthecotswoldcanal.co.uk.